866-986-9668. Online at restoreoftheheartland.com.
And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear. Lots of good phone calls, 537-1350. Always appreciate those. And I guess that second item on the agenda, yeah. Mayor, if you want to comment.
Yeah, and you know, this is one of those things that we've been discussing for a few years now. First it came up with the Fieldhouse project, and then it kind of morphed into where we felt there was a need, and there was lots of a steering committee involved. A lot of people in our community were involved in the process, and now we're at the point where we need to make some decisions. And of course, accepting the Parks and Rec facility feasibility report is part one of that. So most of that we've already done. I think we're going to look at it again. This involves having 12 tennis courts around the Seco Park area, having I don't know if I use these words synonymously, whether it's AstroTurf or synthetic turf for the baseball fields and softball fields and parking and all of that. So we're going to, that's probably going to be okay. And sunsetting or putting a deadline on the 2009 ballot initiative. Originally, it's supposed to end in 2019, but we're going to end it if we do it by December of 2017, we can still collect till March 31st of 2018. And if this ballot initiative passes for the quarter cent sales tax, it'll go kick in automatically by April 1st. So there wouldn't be a lag time. Again, the public just needs to be aware that this is not a new tax. It's just going to replace what we already have. And it's about $30 million, but it'll end up being about 27 for the facilities that we're discussing. And the plan is to have Eisenhower Rec Center done by 2020 and the Anthony one done by 2021 and the Seco renovations by 2025. So it'll be done sporadically. I see we have a call.
Well, it's we'll double check first and be sure it's for us. But look, actually, it looks like we might have another one coming in now, too. But trying to, and as we talk about some of these things, and I know you've had a lot of public meetings on this. We do have a phone call, apparently. Let's go ahead and take that call, and welcome to In Focus.
Yes, I have a question about a parking lot. West of the city shop, I believe it is, on Fort Weller Boulevard and 11th Street, the city put a new parking lot in, the concrete parking lot strapped and everything. Is that a public parking lot or for city employees only at the shop there, and that was it?
So I don't think we've designated it at this point, but the intent of the lot is for employees to park that are reporting to work at the traffic shops there. And also, actually, it's an auxiliary lot for City Hall. So the intent is for it to be a lot for city employees. I didn't know that we were having any other issues with public parking, but whether or not, I guess we'd have to wait and see if that became a problem or not.
There's always an issue with public parking.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Did you say something else, sir?
I was just curious about that. That's
all. Sure. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call. Well, anything more on that other item, Mayor?
I was just going to say, and this was, I think it was very well planned as far as staggering out all the construction work and all of this. So it's not going to happen overnight, and that might be a little disappointment for some of our residents who want this to happen quickly. But it'll all be done by 2025, and again, it's going to fall on a public vote. The ballot initiative, the way it's written, is pretty lengthy, so we're probably going to discuss that in detail tonight and make sure it covers everything, but at the same time, we want the public to be aware of what their money is going to be going to. So if they have any questions, it would be great to address these before it's official.
Sometimes those ballot questions are really hard to
understand.
They are.
Now, you've had a lot of public meetings already on this.
Yes, we
getting
have.
Pretty good feedback on it, Mayor?
So far, so good. Yes, I think we have. And if we move forward with this, it'll give enough time for the public to also get educated and to get resources out there. Again, one of the good things about it is the public gets to vote on it. So it'll be their decision if they want to move forward with this for the city as a quality of life issue or if they would rather not. So again, that falls on us to make sure it's descriptive enough and education is there for them to understand where their money is going to go.
And I think it's important to point out that it's even though it may be a new tax because folks are voting on it again, it's a continuation, and there's actually of the existing quarter cent sales tax, so it won't hike it by a quarter cent. There's even language in the resolution in the ballot question that basically says this one won't, the new one won't begin until the old one is either runs its terms mm-hmm. or is shortened or eliminated by the commission.
Right.
Okay. I guess we're ready for consent agenda.
All right.
Let's move along then. Quite a few items there, Ron.
There are quite a few items. A few to note there. Item F is an agreement for professional services not to exceed just over $33,000 with Schwab and Eaton to do some survey and design work at Sunrise Cemetery. This is something that we don't do a lot, but we have a perpetual care fund at the cemeteries that are designed whenever there's lot sales, and some of the fees go to expand the creation of additional lots. This one also would create some above ground mausoleum space at Sunrise Cemetery, and so there's been funds set aside to do this design work and also some implementation work. Another item there is a professional services agreement not to exceed nearly $404,000 with Olson Associates of Manhattan to do some significant stormwater design and drainage analysis. The City Commission last year reviewed an overall report on storm drainage in the older part of the community, the downtown, and everywhere. And, of course, past few years we've had some pretty quick duration, heavy rain events that have created some street flooding to the extent where floodwaters downtown were kind of lapping at some of the doors of the businesses and got into some of those businesses. And so they gave us direction to move up some projects in the priority list that would help alleviate some of that. And this particular project is one that will take water about 5th Street or 6th Street and intercept water coming down Points Avenue towards the downtown area and reroute it to the south. And so this analysis will look at the existing infrastructure of where best to reroute that to. We think it's probably Houston Street. We did build a new very large storm interceptor as part of the South End redevelopment project that created a new gate, flood gate in the levee near Pottawatomie Avenue over by the Manhattan Concrete. And so that's certainly one alternative. But looking at some of the other conveyance structures we have through the levee in the downtown area is also part of that. So important project to get started.
Yeah, I think this is one of those areas also. You don't really feel like you need it until you get a flash flood, and then the water just goes into the stores and cars are floating and it's just bad. So I'm glad this became a number one priority for us, and I think it's very essential to do it right now. People have often wondered when we did the downtown redevelopment, they assumed that this was taken care of, and those were, again, two separate issues. So I do think we need to address this, and I'm glad we're going to be doing it right now so that in the future we don't have the same amount of water that's going on over there. It prohibits so many businesses to move forward with what they're doing on their daily basis.
I know we have more consent agenda. Let's go ahead and take another break. It's now 9:34, and we have Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear with us today. Again, 537-1350. If anything having to do with city business today, you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN's Morning News is brought to you by ESB.